That's from an album by a Vancouver-based group called the B3 Kings that forms up around this time each year to do a few concerts and a little short touring. Corey Weeds on tenor saxophone. The organist was Chris Gesterin with Bill Kuhn on guitar. Denzel Sinclair, the drummer. And the B3 Kings from their album Laughing All the Way, White Christmas. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Coming up, a holiday song from Seattle singer Greta Matassa. But first, here's a group from Portland, featuring Dan Balmer on guitar. Clay Giberson is the keyboard player here. And we'll hear them doing a tune from Dan Balmer's album, Not The. And this is a piece called Where Has She Gone? Where Did She Go?
Thank you. it's good to be alive. It's Christmas. If the wind becomes more icier, then we'll make the punch more spicier, and we'll live and laugh and love till Christmas Day. Children everywhere are looking in the air at Christmas, looking in the sky for Santa riding by. It's Christmas. Let the cynics say whatever, but we know it's here to stay. It's Christmas, Christmas today.
Greta Matassa and Clipper Anderson, and music from their album And To All a Good Night. Greta doing the vocal and Clipper on bass with Darren Clendenin on piano. Some vibes there from Susan Pascal and Mark Ivester on drums. It's Christmas, great song written by Duncan Lamont. The Dan Balmer Group before that, in a piece written by Dan called Where Has She Gone? Where Did She Go? Dan Balmer from his album Not The, and that was Clay Giberson on keyboards, Quadro Bill Athens on bass, and Jason Palmer on drums on that one. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. We're playing a little seasonal music along with some other things. This is a new one from Vancouver this fall, and it's Tom Keenly's Side Quartet. Tom Keenly's Side playing just flute on this. He's also a very skilled saxophonist. And he is joined here by Miles Black on piano, Miles Hill on bass, and Bernie Arai on drums. This is a piece by a Brazilian composer by the name of Luis Essa, and it's called The Dolphin.
Thank you.
tune by Vince Guaraldi, which has by now become a part of the standard Christmas repertoire. That was Christmas Time Is Here, played by Thomas Marriott, who plays trumpet and flugelhorn, with Bill Anschel piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and John Bishop on drums, from the album The Cool Season, Holiday Collection from Origin Records, Volume 2. And before that, we were listening to Vancouver flutist Tom Keenley's side with a quartet including Miles Black piano, Miles Hill bass, and Bernie Arai on drums, and they played The Dolphin from a recent album titled Fortune Teller. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. I'm Jim Wilkie. We have a song from Jacqueline Tabor coming up next. This actually is an autumn song, but it is the last day of autumn, so I guess we squeeze in under the line here for seasonal music in this case. This is a wonderful song called Autumn Leaves, and Jacqueline Tabor has a beautiful version of it, which she recorded during a concert at the Seattle Jazz Vespers at Seattle First Baptist Church some time ago. She's accompanied here by Alexei Nikolaev doing a great solo on sax, Randy Halberstadt piano, Clipper Anderson bass, Mark Ivester on drums, and Jacqueline Tabor doing the vocal on Autumn Leaves.
Summer kisses with those sunburned hands I used to hold since you went away. Oh, my days grow long and soon I song, but I miss you.
That's good, funky King Wenceslas. Barney McClure, the pianist, he was one of the first people I got a Christmas card from this year from down in California. Good to hear from Barney. He was heard here with Chuck Dierdorf on bass and Mark Ivester percussion. Barney McClure at the piano, Good King Wenceslas from his album Tidings of Comfort and Jazz. And before that, we were listening to Autumn Leaves as done by the singer Jacqueline Tabor, recorded in performance at Seattle First Baptist Church Jazz Vespers, which were presented on the first Sunday of each month for quite a few years. Jacqueline Tabor, the singer, Alexei Nikolaev playing soprano sax on that one, Randy Halberstadt piano, Clipper Anderson bass, and Mark Ivester on drums from the album The Jazz in You. 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene. Coming up next Saturday night is the first ever virtual holiday jam concert presented by KNKX and Town Hall in Seattle. Next Saturday at 7 p.m., and the event is free, and you can register online at knkx.org. And due to the COVID-19 lockdown, this year's holiday jam is going to be completely pre-recorded, but there will be some visual performances by the Roosevelt Jazz Band, directed by Scott Brown, as well as music from the ever-popular Vince Guaraldi score, played by Darius Willrich. Here's the Roosevelt Jazz Band, directed by Scott Brown. This is from one of several recordings they've done on the Jazz Nutcracker, arranged by Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington from the Tchaikovsky Ballet Music. This is the overture and Toot Toot Tootie Toot from the Jazz Nutcracker, played by the Roosevelt Jazz Band, directed by Scott Brown. Thank you.
Tenor saxophone, James LaRue. Brian Wynn on the trombone, Brian Wynn. You heard from Jeffrey Gustavson, beautiful solo on the trumpet. The overture. We're going to feature the reeds on this. You hear from Quinn on clarinet, also Taka on clarinet. Dance of the Reed Pipes. So much fun. On clarinet, Taka Olds. Also on clarinet, Quinn Annex Reese. On the baritone saxophone, David Klein.
A couple of selections taken from the Jazz Nutcracker, the music of Tchaikovsky as adapted and arranged by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. Performed here by the Roosevelt Jazz Band in concert at the Roosevelt High School Performing Arts Theater in December of 2012. The Roosevelt Jazz Band, a continually evolving group of musicians as they go through high school, directed by Scott Brown, this group has recorded the Jazz Nutcracker on several occasions. I know we did one early one at the recital hall at Ben Arroyo Hall. Like a lot of things, not being performed this year because of the COVID crisis. And they will be taking part in a special broadcast and streaming concert which will feature not only the Roosevelt Jazz Band, but also pianist Darius Wilrich, who performed some of the music by Vince Guaraldi for A Charlie Brown Christmas. And this will be performed several times as the KNKX Holiday Jam virtual this year. The first release will be on Saturday, December 19th, next Saturday, 7 p.m., and it's free to the public, but you must register in advance. You can register either on the Roosevelt Jazz Band site or on the KNKX website. And it will also be repeated on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Another jazz holiday tradition that is being uprooted this year is the Duke Ellington Sacred Music Concert, usually performed every year by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. We'll see if we can have some excerpts from previous performances on next week's show or the one after that, so stay tuned. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening today, and we'll be back again next Sunday at this same time with more Jazz Northwest. Jazz Northwest is also available as a podcast you can subscribe to, or you can stream it anytime at jazznw.org, or ask your smart speaker to play Jazz Northwest. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next here on KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News 88.5 FM.